The word for today is God and your money, part 6. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18 we read, "He giveth thee power to get wealth." When it comes to God and your money, 1, when you do what pleases him, he will bless you. Why? Because your actions prove that doing his will is more important to you than doing your own thing. "Well done, good and faithful servant," it says in Matthew 25, verse 23. "Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things." But there's another side to the coin. When you knowingly don't do what pleases God, he'll stop blessing you. "Take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." 2, God will show you how to make more money. He taught Joseph how to prosper in the midst of a worldwide famine and bless the needy nations around him. And when the fish weren't biting, Jesus showed the disciples where to find a boatload of them. On one occasion, they actually caught a fish with enough money in its mouth to pay their taxes. See Matthew 17, verse 27. God works through unlikely channels, and he wants you to depend on him as the source for everything you need. The Bible says, "Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." The word power encompasses ideas, strategies, plans, relationships, and investments. Yes, God can send you an unexpected check in the mail that will solve your problems temporarily, but you should believe him for a plan that will solve your problem long term. And that's the word for today on UCB.